This is the audio version and audio recording of Why Do You Want to Earn More Money? Why do you want to earn more money? Really, why do you? And how much? A great majority of people don't seem to have the answers to these questions. I found this in some of my coaching calls. And if you can't answer these questions, then don't expect to earn more money. Why? Because your why and your what will always drive your how. I think a lot of people get consumed with how they're going to earn more money. And since they don't see a way, they never bother to go out and do it. Or what's worse is they know exactly how to earn more money, but they don't take action due to a lack of inspiration or emotional power. Now here's the kicker. The how is always the last part to show up. Think of it this way. Let's say you decide to go on a trip, a road trip. But before you even start, you've got to decide where you're going and why. Because if you don't know where you're going, then how will you ever get there? And just as importantly, if you don't know why you're going, then why the heck would you ever want to go in the first place? It all comes back to what I was saying earlier. Your why and what drive the how. You see, I can't understand why we wouldn't apply the same logic to earning money. It might be because nobody has taught us how to do this. Regardless, the why and what will always lead to your how or roadmap for reaching your target. How much money do you want? It's easy enough to pick a number out of thin air and say, okay, well, I want $5 million earnings per year. But for most of us, that's not enough. You've got to add power to this, some emotion, your why. Now, for most people, money translates into wealth. And if you refer back to Old English, wealth by definition means well-being. So when we talk about wealth, we're also talking about well-being, meaning wealth in all areas of our lives, our mental, spiritual, and physical lives. How do you define a wealth blueprint? You start by defining your lifestyle that you want first. Once you've got a lifestyle chosen, you can then choose the career and other choices that line up with this lifestyle. If you're fixed on having a particular job that is not in alignment with your lifestyle, then you have to give one of them up, either your lifestyle or your job. Either way, you choose the way it's going to go. Now, there's an exercise that I recommend that everyone does. I do this with my coaching clients, and it's an excellent exercise, and regardless of who they are, it's something that I highly recommend. It's that you create a wealth blueprint. Now, here's a copy of a blueprint that I put together, and the figures are just rough. It's not exact by any means, but it gets the point across. So just take a look at it. You know, I've got things such as number of houses we want, how much it's going to cost us to have those houses per month, you know, cars, vacations that we're taking, you know, Trish and I plan to have kids, and then, you know, other like play, clothing, hockey, entertainment, that sort of thing, education, which is important, how much money we're going to spend per month on that, and then our financial freedom account, and we intend to put some money in, and we already have, into rental property. So that's the sort of money blueprint. And at the end, what I've done is I've come up with a total. And the total describes what my target is for my monthly income, to live the lifestyle that I want. Now, there are other things you can consider on there as well, like, you know, the type of career that you believe would grant you that lifestyle, and then the type of hours you want to work per week. And you could get even into more detail and go into your business and how your business would look and create a wealth blueprint for that as well. So, wealth blueprint questions. When you're writing out your wealth blueprint, think 5 years in advance into the future. Then consider some of these questions. How many homes do you have? Where? How many cars do you have? What type and what make? How many vacations do you take per year? Do you take vacations every month, every quarter? And where do you go? Do you have kids or grandkids? If so, how many? You know, and then what are their costs? Are they going to be going to school? What education costs? All that should be included in your monthly income that you need for the kids or grandkids. You know, what do you want to do for leisure or fun? Do you have a passion that you, or a hobby on the side that costs money? What does it cost per month? What courses, programs are you taking? Personal growth, other books, CDs? What are you listening to? What are you reading? What does it cost to do that? How much are you putting into your financial freedom account? And what do you plan to do with that money? Like I said earlier, Trish and I plan to buy rental properties, and we've got money going into an account for that. What sort of career do you want? Are you going to be working offline, online? Well, how many hours are you working? Are you working with a big company, a small company? How many people in that company? You can get into a lot of detail on that end. After you answer each question, come up with the cost of living for your new lifestyle. The wealth blueprint will include all areas of your life. It's going to include some areas that I might not have mentioned above. Remember, to get results, you have to engage your emotional mind. So go after what you want, not what you think you can get. Once you define your lifestyle, you can then come up with a dollar figure to afford you that lifestyle. So go ahead and make up your list. Now, at the end of this exercise, once you've done it, you should have accomplished three objectives. You've started to create a big picture for your future. One thing that I noticed is that a lot of people don't have a vision for their future. And what this exercise does, it gets your vision on the page, and it really gets you to think about what you want to have in your life. So it starts to create that big picture. The second thing that you're going to get from this exercise is that you now have a monthly income target to move towards, and something that you can target and focus your attention on. The third thing is that you've got a monthly target, but now you've got power that you are adding to the vision and your monthly target. It's sort of like creating the vision and adding the power, the emotion to it. You've added the why. Why are you doing this? And that's the really powerful, because a lot of people miss that. Why are you doing it? It gets you emotionally involved in the target or the goal that you set. After you define your monthly target, take that amount and write it down on a laminated card. Take that card and read it every night before you go to bed and every morning when you wake. There is more power in this exercise of creating your wealth blueprint than there is in spending thousands and thousands of hours acting in an unguided direction. If you haven't written down your wealth blueprint, then what are you waiting for? I hope you enjoyed this audio recording of Why Do You Want More Money? Thank you. My name is Stephen Martile, and we'll see you soon.